I'm Thomas Fortner, and I'm the music director and founder of the Iowa Great Lakes Music Festival. Part of my inspiration for the festival was the fact that Antonin Dvorak had a residency in Iowa in 1893 in Spillville. And I've always been inspired by the countryside, the rolling hills and crops. My grandparents live on Lake Okoboji, and so every summer I'd be hanging out at the lake. A lot of my family also were what we call Bohemians, and they were in the same colony, if you will, that Dvorak came to. That music of Dvorak, etc., has been in the family for a long time. That's another sort of a connection I feel with that area musically. As I got older and started to get more serious in my music, I started to wonder why no one was playing classical music in town. So 4 years ago, I founded this festival, and ever since we've been partnering with local organizations, particularly the local Catholic Church, St. Joseph Catholic Church, and the Arts Committee. We've been bringing classical music, and this year, maybe a little bit more of a mix of genres to the folks of the Iowa Great Lakes region. I'm really excited to present the Trio Jinx. They're some of my colleagues from the Peabody Conservatory, where we all went to school together. It's a really unusual combination for a trio. So this is flute, violin, and double bass. Really distinct sounds. There's a really great color palette that they have available to work with. They'll do Bartok, they'll do folk music, they'll do their own compositions, they'll do jazz, they'll do bluegrass. The genres blend together, and it's always a very lively experience. It feels like it's a jam session. It's informal, but it's really virtuosic at the same time. It's really high-level music making.
The Iowa Great Lakes Music Festival is this Sunday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Milford, Iowa. The festival will feature the Trio Jinx from Baltimore. More details can be found online at iowagreatlakesmusic.org. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson.